Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are joining us in today's episode of The Potty Break. We have got here Tim Hawkins.
No, wait.
Wait,
let's do it again. You got to say, this is Spoiled Rich Kid, and you're taking a... I'm taking a potty break.
I'm taking a bidet.
A bidet break.
Is there a bidet? So, I'm Spoiled Rich Kid.
My name is Spoiled Rich Kid, and you're
Hello.
Joining... Hello, my name is Spoiled Rich Kid. You're joining Gliffy and I on today's bidet break.
How do you spell
perfect.
Bidet?
Let's keep that. B-I-D-E.
I think it's just B. Oh,
bidet.
To talk.
Like B-day.
It's like B-day.
Have you ever been on a bidet? Have you ever?
No.
There was.
Haven't been on a bidet.
Have you, Spencer?
Really?
Oh yeah.
There was. You remember the one in Alaska?
Alaska.
The guy had like. There was,
oh, that's right.
Sat on that for a good 2 hours.
It was.
Wait, so how does it work? It's connected to the toilet?
Do you
want to
go in detail? Or like
sure, it's potty break. I don't care.
All right. Yeah.
So you sit on the toilet and it just
jet stream right, like, right in the begouser.
Yeah. Usually it's a different bowl. Usually it's a different bowl that shoots water
not
up.
This one.
This was all inclusive.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah.
A super soaker came out.
This guy had one that blew air at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, it would
like
bidet you.
Buns.
Is that hot? You drop, like stop, do your business. Bidet.
Yeah, and then it warmed it up.
So it's connected to like where you flush?
Yeah,
or is it like on the side?
It's like on the wall.
Yeah, it's like
it.
Kind of connected to the side of it.
Must be Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Why do you not have one?
Why don't Americans?
Like, we have one, Father?
Father, why don't we have one at this house?
Well,
I demand a bidet.
You have a sport court, but you don't have a bidet.
I know. It's not that. It's not Americans. We believe in the wipe. If you get the bidets, then you're going to put the toilet paper business out of business, sir.
Father, you know I do not wipe myself. Are you kidding me?
I know. You have your assistants
with
to do
cheap
that.
And
who wipes
of
you,
years.
Boy?
I use a fresh towel every time.
I don't wipe. I'm not a savage. I don't wipe myself.
Mother!
Mommy, send Reggie. I need a good wiping.
Send Reginald.
Send Reginald with the duvet.
The duvet.
I never wipe with paper. I use a duvet. A fresh duvet.
duck feathers.
We're here on the... Everybody here, by the way, we've got to set the stage for everybody. We can't just go in and just talk without letting everybody know what's going on in the audience. This is Potty Break, and we have a house full of people. And so we just run down who's here?
Sure,
We've got my son, Spencer.
Yo, yo.
And we got Levi. We've got Olivia and Jack is somewhere. We've got our friend Emma, who Emma just worked her first day at an ice company.
Yeah, ice.
Which let's just talk an hour about that.
She's feeling it. Ice company. What
She's
is that?
She's delivering ice.
You remember in Frozen whenever they're like cutting the ice?
It's like Emma, what is this? 1910.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Delivering ice to who?
Who knows? I don't
to
know.
Gas stations.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Right. Gas stations.
Gas stations.
So we come in because she's staying with us this summer, and she's just passed out on the living room floor. Olivia's here. I'm sorry, Olivia. I passed you out. Olivia, my wonderful daughter. We got Brock in the house. Christian's with us, visiting from Arizona. We got the newlywed Keegan, Spencer's wife. What?
Sydney Wilson.
Sydney Wilson.
Wow,
Wilson.
Oh, he forgot her name.
Sydney. I'm sorry.
The other blonde one.
We have...
Patty and Jessica's on the FaceTime.
And we have somebody on FaceTime, too? Oh, my gosh.
This is...
Jessica on FaceTime and Patsy's.
Under the age of 25.
Right.
Pretty much.
Most of them under the age of 21, right? Actually...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Folks, this is what our house is a lot, and it's awesome. And a lot during the summer, we have people... Just there's people new. I don't
just
know.
Just hanging. From
there's
the
always
ceilings
somebody
from monkey bars.
Non-family in
someone,
the house.
Someone mooching off the Hawkins. That's what it is. That's one way of putting it.
You wearing my clothes again? Yeah.
People eating our macadamia nuts from Costco. Mm-hmm. Is
those
that
are
not
expensive.
The best?
Well, those are like $8 a can.
$8 a can.
$8 a nut.
$8 a can.
$8 a nut.
Man, what is that breakdown per nut? Somebody do the mathematics on that.
I think that's like $1.63.
$1.63 per nut, man.
We did have a complaint today on Twitter that we didn't mention John Crist with the episode with Kirk Cameron.
So why would we?
Now we've made our, because we've made one every
was
single
John,
episode.
Oh, that's, that complaint,
oh, that's right.
It was so John there was Crist our John Crist mention.
That was fun.
John
it was
Crist
good. Yeah,
was a little bitter that he wasn't mentioned in the newest podcast.
Well, that
podcast.
Was, gosh, that was a month and a half ago, really? Almost a month and a half ago that we did our last podcast.
There's
with
a lot that's happened.
Kirk Cameron. You want to know what's happened? You want to see something?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh,
what is that?
Daddy pulled out the flip phone.
Let me take a picture of that.
I had to.
What is that? Is just, that why?
That's a flip
your
phone.
Your message. Yeah. I sent you a text today,
yeah.
And it went to a text message instead of iMessage.
Right.
What are you doing with that?
I had to.
Let me see it.
I was addicted to my
iPhone.
Folks, I was addicted to my iPhone, so I went back to a flip phone. It was ruining my life.
What is this even called?
It's.
We don't know.
How does it even work?
Yeah.
That's two generations ago.
Look at that. It's got a cool screen on the front.
Why? I'm touching the screen. It's not doing anything.
Spoiled rich kid. What would you?
I feel like I'm in.
What do you think about my new flip phone?
Looking into the future. This is like the.
That's my toilet paper.
What are these buttons on the top? One, two, three.
I don't know yet.
When did you do this?
A few days ago. A couple days ago.
Did Aunt Heather make you do this?
No. I told her. I said. I told my wife that my iPhone was ruining my life. I was addicted to
it.
I didn't like it anymore.
Tim actually won't talk to anybody on the road. He just plays Angry Birds.
This is my phone. That you know it's. Yeah. Is there a speed dial?
Oh, really?
There's like four buttons on it. It's like a Barbie phone.
It does look like a Barbie phone.
It actually has an antenna that you pull up.
No, it's like super hipster, though. I like it. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm going back to the flip phone.
More
thing.
Like,
I should be
you
more
got a camera
inefficient.
Too.
Well, let me show you some of the
I
features.
I want to know where I'm going.
Yeah, show me the,
yeah, show me the features
first,
of your flip phone.
Okay, first off, don't talk to me in a condescending way. You're not better than I am because of this. It's just a thing.
And he pays for all your stuff. So
no. Yes. Okay, first off, the first feature is that it does indeed
as
flip.
It does flip.
It does
yeah.
flip. Which is cool.
Okay,
listen, everybody. Bye. Okay, that's the sound you don't get with an iPhone.
That's true.
Ready?
It's like a swoosh.
See ya. Okay, bye. Mm. Don't get that with an iPhone.
Kobe.
I won't be spoken to like that. You can't do that with an iPhone. I think I just broke it. You have call. You can make calls on it.
That's neat. You got that T9. T9 texting?
I've got 3G.
I've got 3G.
New and improved. One thing else is that the battery life lasts a lot longer.
That's because there's nothing to do on it. There's nothing to waste your battery.
Okay, shut up.
You got Tetris. There's always a good,
is there games
there's always
Snake?
A good game of Tetris.
It does. Let's go down the games. No. Tools and games.
Yeah.
Tools and games. It's got a calculator on it. It's got games, puzzle, magic, sushi. And that's it. I have puzzle and magic sushi.
Ooh, let's play that. Magic sushi.
And
let's delve into that.
It's got
magic
some applications,
sushi.
A media player, a voice recorder, and a file manager.
Oh, so you haven't lost your voice memos function. That's good.
Right.
It's still record songs and bits.
It is what it is, and I decided to make that change.
Is this for a certain amount of time or just forever?
Well, I think it's for an indefinite period of time.
You should do a TED Talk on that.
A TED Talk
changing
on going
the
back.
Flip phone, yeah.
Well, I mean, I do. I feel the first yesterday. I felt like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Pretentious.
Was that your first
Wilson!
Day with it?
Wilson.
How do you get anywhere if you have to go somewhere where you don't know where it is?
That's
you
GPS.
Ask people at the gas station.
Do they still sell Tom Tom?
You map the stars.
I don't know what.
During the day, you're.
Well, you think about it, most of the time we're on the bus, right?
Yeah.
So.
You have a road manager to do everything for you.
Yeah, I know. So I'll have my laptop still if I need it, but it's just.
GPS. You'll be walking around with your laptop. GPS.
Can you help me?
So this is day two?
This is day two, yeah.
Wow.
Should I do like a vlog? Like a
you
daily?
You should do a TED Talk on it.
Yeah,
we should have just said that.
Tim Hawkins, and today
what's
I'm
that?
Going to be talking about my flip phone.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, flip.
The flippy flip.
But, sorry, there's like 10 conversations going on right now. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, this may not. We'll see. It should be okay.
It's okay. It's fun.
But that's,
Carry on.
But that's new, and...
I didn't know that. That's really the first time that
I've
seen that.
I held it
fake.
Back for me. I didn't tell you until the podcast because I wanted to get your reaction.
That was genuine.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, though. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do that. Well, mainly because it's part of my job to manage like social media and stuff, so I have to.
Well, that's another thing. Phone, but that's and because another thing about it is that I want to do more phone calls. I want to be more personable with my friends and family, and actually call them and talk to them as opposed to the text. I don't know. I feel disconnected.
You either pay for the minutes though. So it's different. Do you get?
Oh, by the way, honey, I've been running up our credit card bill too. We have no money left. We're bankrupt
because of your flip phone.
Right.
Do you have to buy like a card for minutes?
What's that?
Do you have to buy like a card?
It's
to
not
get
like
your
a
minutes?
Track phone. It's
okay, no, I don't have to buy a card.
It's one of those, like a cricket phone.
I get where you're going with that. It's not funny.
It's a pay
it
phone.
It is funny.
He has to swipe his card every time he uses it.
I'm back to
it's
phone
Japanese,
cards.
I just want to see you make a phone call with it in public.
You want me to? I'll call you right now.
Does it sound different?
Well, what's really tough is that...
I haven't seen one in forever.
Yeah, what's really tough is that you... you can't really hear it very well.
Oh, really? It actually does have a... You have some cool ringtones? Show some of your ringtones.
I don't... Oh, okay. You guys talk while I find the options here.
Okay. Levi, the hair's looking good. Are you growing it out?
I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
He looks like the friend from Even Stevens. Just parted right down the middle.
What was his name?
I can't even.
Wow, what a reference that was.
Not Beans. What's his name?
No, it's like.
Not Beans, not Beans.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Beans.
Trying to think.
Like Ian or something.
No. That was Shia LaBeouf's debut, right?
Yeah, that was his first
show. That was a great show.
That was a great show.
Shia. And then he did Transformers and his career was
ruined. He had like a sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was funny too. That was I love that show.
That was a great show.
What is it?
Beans.
I gotta look it up now.
What was the show? Zach and Cody. That was a good show.
That was a great life.
Mosby.
And then they tried to do the cruise edition. Yeah,
what's the song? Kinda... How does the song go? The Sweet Life song.
This is the sweet life. Do 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 do.
This is the sweet life.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, thanks. That's really a good rendition.
We need
That's
to
all
do.
It is.
We need to do.
Yeah, sing the national anthem. You know, say can you see? Say can you see? You know.
You know the rest.
Do a cough. Coffee house version.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
The coffee house. They should have a serious satellite channel with just TV theme songs. I think... I was just joking, but that actually... Now that I'm saying it, it
That's
sounds like
so
a good idea.
Raven. Just like on That's repeat.
That was a great show, too. What was the worst show? The worst Nickelodeon or Disney show?
Most of them.
iCarly.
No, I loved it.
iCarly was
pretty
bad.
iCarly was bad.
Yeah.
Drake and Josh is the best all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen, the guy, the big kid?
Josh Peck, yeah.
Have you seen his,
he has a new show, doesn't he?
He's really funny.
He does the 6 second, what do you call it, the Vine videos.
Oh, Vines, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's really funny.
Yeah, he's hysterical.
It's like in his cards.
I have him on Snapchat.
What's his name, Josh? What?
Josh Peck.
Yeah. Did the other kid become a rock star?
I don't know. He's like...
For like 5 minutes.
He like... Turned into a Johnny Depp, like he's.
Oh, really?
You hear
does
nothing
he act
about
and stuff?
No, like in the
Johnny
sense
Depp
that he,
still does stuff,
but he's like,
Johnny Depp's
never,
a superstar.
I know, but you like never hear really anything about him.
Johnny Depp.
Okay. Johnny Depp. Sucks.
Segue. So we went to Bath, England, for a show while we were on a break.
Johnny so much Depp, happened since the last show.
It did, and Johnny Depp bought a home there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's we got to see it.
Great.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, Robert Downey Jr. too.
Dude,
that's
yeah,
true.
A lot has happened.
Robbie
you went on a Viking
okay,
cruise.
Okay, well, we got to start first. First things first. We did our last show, did the podcast with Kirk, and then we did a show. That was our last show on the 22nd of May. And then a week later, Spencer got married.
He did.
How's it going, buddy?
It's no, wait, that's the graduation
awesome.
Song.
Yeah.
That's not the right song. No, go, Jay, Dan, Josh.
Yeah. you know the best. Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. We have our own house. So that's pretty neat. We made a fort today. So
you made a fort?
We made a fort in the basement.
What's it like having time to make
yeah,
forts?
Exactly. It's awesome.
Hey, hi, I'm the fort guy.
It was, so that's pretty much all we did today. So
married life.
I guess that
you haven't had to adult yet. It.
No, I haven't had to adult anything yet.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
So far,
that's
so good.
Good, man. So, The honeymoon. Good.
Oh yeah. Here's the friend. Here's the friend.
I'm trying to think of
like a version. What's his name?
Well, no one can see it.
But Even Stevens. IMDb. Here we go. Even Stevens. Oh, you already. All right. I'll figure it out. Continue on.
I can figure it out.
Okay, you figure it out.
No, good. So Disney did the Disney. Well, we got married here at the house. That was a
you did.
That, we did the marriage.
We did the marriage.
We did the, that. Doesn't
I did
sound
the,
right.
Hosted marriage.
We did marriage.
They hosted.
Household marriage. I do.
That's what your texts sound like now because it takes so long for you to text.
I know.
On your flip.
So
phone.
Now you have to text like that. Yeah.
That's what. Just get used to right. those.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, we got married here at the house. It was beautiful. We got the pictures today. We're looking through that about an hour ago.
So they did the ceremony down by our creek, and then, well, it's not really a creek, it's a washout creek.
Yeah, it's just, there's a bunch
it's
of
just
beer
where dead bodies.
Yeah, like, when it floods, it's just the drainage.
Old 24 packs right. of Busch beer.
Right.
And, so that was amazing. We had the break in the weather, had a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. Then we came up to the, closer to the house on our sport court, and we had the tent set up. And
sorry, guys.
300 people.
The name of Even Steven's friend is Twitty.
Mm.
So I remember that.
Alan Twitty.
I need to watch
Twitty.
That show.
Get that out of the way. We're good.
Alan Twitty.
Move on
Netflix.
Now. Yeah.
I sure hope so.
Oh, I think
that's what I'm doing tonight.
Are you guys binging on anything right now?
No,
I'm redoing Psych. I'm watching Psych again.
Psych is a great. Oh, yeah.
Mom and I have been watching Psych again. It's great.
So they, how many seasons did they do of Psych?
I think they did 9.
Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, you well, we haven't got to that yet.
We're doing the show.
We haven't got to that yet.
Sorry. We've got a show to do, man.
Yeah. So we did the wedding at the house. It was amazing. 300 people. Jeez. Great, great time.
It was hot as the Dickens.
It wasn't that hot.
It wasn't that hot.
It was hot.
Well, it's, if you it's got your that giant beard.
Big hacksaw Jim Duggan beard.
Yeah. We're in such a hairy person.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
I could hide my flip phone in your beard.
Probably could.
That would be great. If you could,
new
what,
segment.
What? What?
What?
So, yeah, the wedding was a
then
smash.
The day after that.
And the day after that, Livy, we had our graduation party in our backyard. And
another dance
we'll
party.
Talk,
another
we'll talk about.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then 2 days after that. Where was it the day after that?
It was the day after.
The day after that, we left for England.
For England. My wife and I went on a Viking cruise through Europe, but our first stop was in Bath, England, at a friend of ours' church over there. And Bath, England. Bath is a Roman city. What would you call it? Yeah. It was built. It comes from the Roman bathhouses. They had a natural
spring
there.
They had the
Roman
columns, like the original columns. We got to see the original bath wall. And then you'll see an H&M.
Like it's weird because there's two Apple stores.
They live in the history. So there'll be an Apple store and then Roman columns and then the original bath wall. And then
you'll see the columns and then the two golden arches.
Yeah, exactly.
Banana Republic. They have one McDonald's. Yeah. It was beautiful. That was amazing. Just coffee everywhere. It was just
coffee and beer.
What are you guys laughing about?
What's going on?
I think
here?
Brock just got mauled by the cat.
What happened? Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh.
Our cat just mauled our friend Brock.
Jeez.
Are you okay? Was that Tony?
No, Tony doesn't even have nails.
Nancy, that's got to be Nancy. Tony doesn't have nails or teeth. Or friends.
Tony?
It was Tony?
She like, oh yeah, she kicks at. She like, jeez.
Sorry, cats. Man.
Cats Sweet. Freak me out.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Cats are evil.
We interrupt this program.
Yeah. There's too much going on.
The dangers of,
there's a lot going on.
Who was it? Blood spurting across the,
yeah.
The white carpet.
Sorry, Brock. You need some hydrogen peroxide or something? Or do we have a large gauze pad we can?
To your mom, don't use that.
What'd she say?
Don't use hydrogen peroxide.
Mom's going to spend 20 minutes explaining to you the
you don't use hydrogen peroxide?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at. and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Yeah, that's legit.
This no. just in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess
hydrogen
just,
peroxide is a no-no, according to my mom.
Just lick your wounds.
Just lick the wounds.
It, literally.
What were we talking
Seriously,
about?
Do it.
Oh,
bath.
Bath. Right. Bath. Yeah.
Bathhouse, England.
What?
What? What? Keegan, come down here. Just for a second.
She's
Spencer's wife, everybody. Keegan. Come on down here real quick. And she doesn't want to, because she says she doesn't know what to say. I'm like, nobody knows what to say.
No, we just make stuff up. There's no agenda on
We're just hanging out, everybody.
So what's the script?
We have no. Levi, can you?
Right.
Go ahead and
pass it on.
I will sign off to meet Beyonce for an after party, whatever. Goodbye.
What? He's going to the after party with Beyonce. No. What do you call her? Queen Bee?
Queen Bee. Bye, bye.
Keegan, how you doing?
Good. So,
Minnie
just
Mouse.
So everyone knows she's 20 years old. She's not seven. That sounded like it. She's definitely.
Her voice is getting higher the older that she gets.
Yeah. I apologize if it's hard to hear.
Just only the dogs can hear it.
No, it's. What do you think about our cat mauling our friend Brock? Did you see it happen?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, sorry.
So Keegan was looking at her wedding. She just got the wedding pictures back, and she was on the laptop looking. So what do you think? You happy with it?
Yeah, they turned out really awesome. I'm really excited. And now I'm enjoying my Starbucks because I forgot that my best friend bought it for me. And I was really hoping that it wouldn't be cold, but now it's warm, and I'm excited.
She's talking so fast.
By the way,
Oh man, no,
Keegan,
I'm
everybody didn't know You're Keegan is awesome. The lead singer of a death metal band. And you can duh. So what drink you got there?
I think it's a caramel latte.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's all I got. I drink Starbucks, I guess, at what time is it? 10:30 or 11?
It's late.
Well, how much is it? It's just a hot chocolate, really. It's not really much coffee, is it? In there?
I don't really.
So you're glad you feel like the wedding was captured in photos. You feel good about it?
Yeah. My favorite photos are always the getting ready photos. And so me and my bridesmaids took like a picture that was inspired by Beyonce, and she was like all sassy in the bathroom. And so we took a picture all sassy.
Did you see it?
And it was awesome.
Did Beyonce contact
you?
No,
unfortunately, Beyonce and I aren't really close.
Sponsored by Glyphrish or letter.
So that's important, though. You want to capture the day. You want to capture the big day in pictures, and I think that was done, and that's good.
In good and interesting ways. We also caught a lot of pictures where people are looking real good.
Real stank.
That's true. The dance pictures that we looked at, wow. We did.
Wow.
The dance. It was good, though.
It's interesting. Lots of sweaty people.
White people just have stupid looks on their faces when they dance.
Is that your background, Sydney?
Oh, no. So, and then, so you had the wedding. That went off wonderfully. But then the honeymoon, where'd you guys, you went to...
Don't act like you
the happiest place on earth.
You should know. We went to Disney World.
But the listeners don't know.
The listeners don't.
Okay, sorry.
We're trying to create an atmosphere for the listeners. Spencer.
Right,
sorry. No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at Spencer.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll yell at you later, Keegan.
I'm not.
Yeah. We went to Disney World, and it was super awesome. It was super cool. We really liked Epcot a lot. We like going to all the different countries and eating at the different countries.
So Epcot was your favorite?
Yeah.
What was your favorite place to eat at Epcot?
Well, we ate at the San Angel Inn in Mexico.
San Angel Inn.
Yes.
San
Angel. Spencer likes to pronounce
it. It's Mexican.
How it, quote unquote, should be pronounced.
No, I was loving Japan and Germany.
The Japanese store was definitely the most interesting.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
for
that
sure.
That was insane.
Oh, yeah, the Japanese store. Oh, that's where I bought my kimono.
It was like Hello Kitty.
Is that where you bought it?
That's where I bought it. Really? Everybody, I know. After we do these VIPs, the Uber fan afterwards, and I bought this Japanese kimono, and I'll wear it to the Uber fan. So if you become an Uber fan, I'll wear my kimono after the show.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Did you get anything there at the Japanese?
We got some candy, which was no good.
I liked it.
It was no good.
What was it?
It was like the haichu.
The haichu?
I don't know how it's pronounced.
They always put one weird ingredient at the Japanese.
Yeah.
It's like vanilla, nougat, and a bug.
Yeah. Orange and kale. I don't know. Yeah.
And there's sodas and stuff.
I mean, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that.
Is there green tea in my chocolate bar?
There is.
Yeah.
Wasabi.
Yeah, wasabi.
The wasabi. What else did we get? We got
socks.
That was from China. We got pot from China. Teapot from China. We got Jackson those ninja socks.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was
awesome. Fun.
It's cool.
We ate in Morocco. The Morocco was good.
What's
food.
That?
I love the Moroccan
It's like
market.
It's kind of like the
have Keegan
lamb euros kind of stuff.
What's Morocco?
Keegan, why?
Just give you something to talk about.
Well, no, it's okay. I like listening.
Well, good thing you have a headset on.
Yeah, there's a reason you have a headset on right now,
We're
Keegan.
We're so glad you came down.
Thanks for taking the trek down to the couches.
Yeah.
It was very colorful, and there were lots of really pretty patterns all over the place, and it was just full of people and like tapestries and lots of music, and it was really cool because there was like a girl who was doing henna and I really wanted to get it, but it was like really expensive.
It was like $40. And
so
like,
Spencer kind of talked me out of it.
You see, Keegan, everybody, Keegan, actually, what would you say? You're a performer or you dress up as Elsa?
I usually dress up as Elsa, although I'm going to be Cinderella later.
Okay,
and
so she's been
for?
She dressed up as Elsa and goes to like and gets hired for little girl's birthday party.
Yeah.
It's this
right?
It's this little company called Parties by Prilla, and it's really cute. And we dress up as princesses, and we go to little girls' birthday parties and kind of do like a story time, and then we sing and dance, and we play games with them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do little crafts if they want to, so it's awesome.
I went with them last time. Mm-hmm. Last time
What'd you think?
I was the
handler.
Princess pimp.
Yeah,
the handler.
Really?
Really was.
Elsa, where my money?
Yeah, I handled the money so they could stay in character. But yeah, it was. I mean, it was hilarious.
Music
it was kind of weird. We were just chilling in other people's living rooms.
Yeah.
Just like with their family.
Yeah.
Hugging them and taking pictures with them.
Yeah. Do they think you're actually a princess?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're like totally convinced.
Yeah.
They go crazy.
Because I mean, we're in full costume, hair, makeup, everything. So, and then as soon as we step up to the door, they're always like, Elsa, I want to show you my room.
Yeah,
I show you what stuff I have? Look, my cake has you on it.
Oh my god!
You know what's funny is I just found the difference in the back to the wedding was that you had the difference between men and women. Like Libby was telling me about what you guys were doing for the bachelorette party. And there's like 25 different things you were doing. Well, we're going to go like this, and we're going to go get some ice cream, and then we went back to the bus, and then we got the glasses, and then we put we dazzled some champagne glasses, and we did this, and just one thing after the other. What'd you guys do? We played Xbox and slept.
That's true.
Yeah, played some hockey.
So actually, the bridesmaids and everybody, the bachelorette, stayed on the bus. On our tour bus.
Yeah.
So was that a good experience? Was
it
that okay?
Was so much fun.
That makes me feel good.
It was awesome. And we totally blasted music the whole time. And we were like strobing the lights. And we were just going hard the entire time. Even Naomi.
You didn't really
okay
with me, but that's...
They signed the waiver. You're fine.
Yeah, right.
You
know, right.
You have no say in
that. Yeah, we had to sign a waiver. But yeah, it was really fun.
Sign a waiver. Seriously, I'm not trying to be goofy about it, but you know...
Did you actually have him sign away?
Yeah.
We
did.
Yeah.
Wait, for what? To say that you wouldn't like pee in the bunks or anything?
Yeah. If somebody like chokes on a pillow or something during the pillow fight, I don't
That's
know.
Smart.
They're not going to come back and get rock show.
But yeah, it was super awesome. And That's we all. Did crafting and we watched movies and we did gift giving and stuff like that. It was super fun.
Gift giving.
They gave each other gifts.
That's totally different from a bachelor party.
Well, that's I monogrammed their robes for them.
Yeah, everybody sit down. I got gifts. And then we're going to bedazzle some champagne glasses. And then we're going to watch movies. And then we're going to paint each other's toenails and then give each other back rubs.
We did actually
do all of that. We did all of that.
Yeah.
We did all that.
Yeah.
We did facials too.
Then we did. We're gonna do some facials. We're gonna do. I brought some oatmeal scrub. There's an axe for everybody. But behind the log is some oatmeal scrub. So we're gonna exfoliate for an hour, and then
we have the cucumber mask peel. The blackhead removal.
During the bachelor party, I hit my dad with a hockey stick. So that was
I
show the contrast between those two.
That's still there. That bump is still there. Gosh, that hurt.
Yep.
That's okay. I should. I was a baby about it. I should have manned up. But I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I like it. I like how you're aggressive though. That's good.
He's very aggressive. Everybody is out on the ice.
You gotta be.
You gotta be aggressive out there, man.
You gotta be. Can't be pushed around.
What was that?
Yeah, we don't know what that was. I don't know.
You gotta be. What is that? Swedish?
Is it a gangster?
Punk
Swedish hockey player.
Yeah, man. You are the wrong game, man. What you are doing, man?
Get out there and get those one timers, boy.
Man, no, for real.
For real, bro. Speaking of, the Blues got rid of Brian Elliott. Did you know
really?
That? Yep.
Well, I'm out of this conversation.
Blame for the for the Calgary Flames.
And this is
why?
They traded him for a couple of stupid picks.
No, not really.
So
well, we've got to get over this hump. The Blues have to get.
We just need to get rid of Hitchcock.
Brian Elliott was our best player in the playoffs, though.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have taken the Blackhawks series.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the Stars series and gotten as far as we did with the Sharks.
I agree.
Keegan,
do you think we need to make in the 2016-2017 season to go on to win the Stanley Cup and bring it home to St. Louis and Market Street? What do you think?
You're the owner, Keegan. What does Keegan Hawkins do?
You know, I think we just really need to go hard this year. We just really need to practice our butts off as hard as we possibly can and just keep practicing.
Yeah.
No execution. Just keep practicing.
Get them fired up. We need to get you in the locker room, girl.
Oh, Keegan, you're hired. If you ever want to come on the podcast, please.
I want to put you in the locker room and just put a video team in there. And then
that's
like,
you, Keegan.
All right, guys, we got a special video. Motivation. Keegan Hawkins, she's going to blow your socks off. So sharpen your sticks, boys. Let me just tell you this. It's all about practice.
Exactly. Alan Iverson.
She is so right. So
we're
right.
About practice, man.
I have really no idea.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nailed
spoken
it.
Like a
that's
true.
Good.
Well, let's, Keegan, can you switch out with Libby, because I want to talk to Libby a little bit, too.
Okay.
And get her in on this.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Thanks. Let's give Keegan a round of applause. You know what frightens me? She said she didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just be yourself. So here she is, Miss Libby. Miss Libby Hawkins. Hello, love.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing quite wonderful, thank you.
Congratulations on your graduation. So you graduated early. Why did you graduate early? Why?
Because school is dumb, and I hate democracy.
What?
So I decided to opt out early.
Yes. What do you not like about... Are you more of a monarchy?
Well, yes. I like the queen, and I like... The princess.
What?
And that's it. That's all I have to say.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of gifts did you get for your graduation?
Oh, I got awesome gifts. I got a Barbie for my friend, Devin. He's awesome. And I got a sloth for my friend, Emma. And I got a bunch of money.
So a sloth?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the sloth.
A stuffed animal sloth.
You got some money, huh?
I did.
How much did you get?
I got about...
How dare you?
300.
What?
Yes.
I got like a cake and some cut up cantaloupe.
2016, boy.
Yeah, man,
very
23
nice. Very nice.
Large
out of bed for a grand.
So by the end of the day, you know,
I mean, dang,
yeah,
bro.
Your if you're doing phone, the math,
yeah, right?
Dang, I need to make like, a note to myself on my flip phone if like, I could find my voice for quarter.
5 minutes of flip phone talk. $2,300.
Dang, girl, I got to hang up on you. Wait, listen, hang up. There it is.
Clap.
Clap.
Well, this is your first time on the podcast.
Yeah, it's weird. It feels weird.
Livy is
like your out of body experience right now.
Wow, oh, Livia yeah. is. I'm going to go ahead and say this, guys. Anytime that you're at a dance, she's top dog.
Yeah,
she's the best. I think best wedding dancer.
I would
just
agree with that.
Best all around dancer.
Just now, everybody's really. I think everybody's really good, and they have their own style. But there's something about Livy that takes it up a notch. What is it about that environment that just that's you
that that's a good question
that is
I think it's like because I don't really care what the, other the people spirit. Are like doing
right
or
you
thinking.
Sell out yeah
so
that's,
like
yeah
and I look at people who like do it halfway and they look terribly awkward so I'm like I don't want to look
you know
like
that's
that.
True
it's and like, you just kind of feel it like I, it just makes it more fun when you just let it all
yeah
on the dance floor
yeah you have to dance like nobody's watching.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Exactly.
You just gotta let the spirit take over.
You do.
Yes. Holy Spirit.
The spirit
dance.
Of the dance.
Yeah. That's what I do. I pray in tongues and I dance.
And then she dances.
And that's what comes to be. And it's just really inspiring to me when people really just pursue their passions through the spirit of God and they really just intact what they were meant to do on earth and they do it.
This is going way
on
too
Earth.
Long.
What is that face that you're making?
What is happening?
Yeah, we let that go.
We do this. That was, yeah.
All right, we're going to run that one back real fast.
Well, Livy and I do, we have these little, what do you call them? Hyper-Christian.
Almost fights.
But well, it's, what do you call it when it's
bantering?
It's yeah. like when we go back and forth. Oh, Jesus, okay.
Well, how, oh, what's, I guess what's the voice? You're just again? Not loving Jesus enough.
Right. Right. Maybe you should ask like maybe you should ask Jesus in your heart right now because yeah. he's obviously not there right now.
Well, I think maybe he's you left need to recheck do something. That because I'm really close with the Lord right now and we have a really good relationship. So you need to recheck well, your relationship.
Maybe you need to get back on Romans Road and get off the
maybe
road to hell.
You need to
right
actually
now.
Read Romans for once in your life because it talks nothing about that.
Maybe. Okay. What would Jesus don't? I'm looking at it right now.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Wow. What would Jesus name?
We have our trump cards that we shut down.
Yes.
Yeah, but oh my gosh. All my kids make me laugh so hard.
Every time someone says Trump now, I think of Donald Trump.
You have to.
So
you have to.
You have to Thanks. Think about it. I'll tell you what.
It's going
to
be huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be fantastic. If you would have done the wedding at my place, the wedding would have been the thing. I almost crap my pants just now, just thinking about it. Oh how amazing it would be. You wouldn't even recognize the you'd feel like you're in heaven, sitting at the throne of the Lord. The Lord God, he doesn't do that too much. He doesn't do it. The Lord, he does the Lord.
What?
I don't know. I think we're done with this one. That was,
you think I ran out of steam
yeah.
there?
Right.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Looks
like
on.
We've got the comedy goalie here.
Yeah.
Blocking
bring
comedy
Levi
shop.
Back. We
foreshadowing.
It's blocked.
Future. Yeah.
Comedy I just didn't, goalie. Yeah.
call me the Tim Howard of comedy. It's a soccer reference. Of you. Shoot.
I was going to say.
So you enjoyed Caleb, but you, I knew that I should bring you to England, and I knew. I was going to do a show there, and I was like, "This guy's. I gotta bring her over there. Not only because I wanted you to help me with, you know, the show, but I knew that you would fall in love with the play. You're like, oh, yeah, I might go for. I got to get back. What do you say?
I did.
He's
like, oh well, I got to be home. You know, like by Tuesday. I'm like, well, you could be there for a while because you're going to be already.
Yeah. What were you going to do? I got to be home Tuesday because I got.
I had to play a conference downtown, and then of course it got canceled. And
why?
Well, they thought that there was going to be about 500 students there,
It was one of those like hyped pastor things.
Like, there's gonna be 500 kids. We're gonna pay so much money.
And then there was like 50 kids. Yeah. And so they
it's called Party
the band.
For God.
Yeah, the Party for God. Bob Smiley. So they ended up doing like an acoustic set. And like, hey, we don't need you anymore. And I was like, they said, I hope you can stay in England longer. I was like, well, it doesn't really work like that because we already booked our flights. So, well, and I thought when you asked me to go, I was like, well, of course I'll go. But what am I gonna do in a country I've never been in before where I don't know anyone for a week? And after 2 days, I was hooked. And I was like, I could live here for 3 months and not even miss St. Louis. And I just loved walking around. And there was just coffee, craft coffee and craft beer everywhere. It was overwhelming. And you can walk everywhere, which was awesome. You don't have to drive.
Right.
It's just beautiful. And all the
did you like, what do you think about the people? What do you think about the vibe?
Well,
of the-
I think that the people in our little circle that we were hanging out in were probably different than the general population. You guys would probably know more than me, but we were hanging out. I was hanging out with like all the people that were at the church. Mm-hmm. So, the young 20 somethings that were around my age, and they were awesome. Yeah. Just amazing.
Well, and the church over there is not, and it's not like churches are a given. It's not like that's part of the culture. That's really fringe stuff. I mean, church. Right.
Yeah. Well, how
there's not a lot of church going on over there.
How one guy explained it to me was he said either the switch is on or it's off over here because it's not cool and trendy to be a Christian like it is in the States. So people that claimed to be believers were totally on fire for the Lord. Just so much joy and encouragement, and they were just amazing.
And it seemed like they weren't not as many hang-ups either.
Right.
Yeah, they're, I don't know if it was more culturally savvy, but...
You know what I did notice is
they're cool.
There was a lot more conversation going on rather than people being on their phones. I didn't see a lot of people walking down the street on their phones, which was really interesting. I felt like I was in a movie the whole time.
They probably all have flip phones.
Probably.
I can't really.
It was weird to see like McDonald's, Banana Republic. Because away. If you've never been over there, if you've never been over there before, you don't really know what to expect. So you picture that, you know, it's like Lord of the Rings. I don't know.
Right.
Like it's medieval or something.
All in kilts running around.
And then like, oh, these people are just like us.
That's what we do. Right.
But cooler.
Right. Right.
Their accents were awesome. I do miss hearing the accents.
We can do it for you.
There's different accents that you hear too.
I started
from different parts of England.
It started to influence me though.
The rhythm,
it's because you're a poser. No, it's like you know how everything's like a question.
Yeah, because you're a fake. I told you that.
You're
I've been praying for you.
Toaster.
I've been praying against that. I've been praying against that for a long time.
Trying to fit in.
Yeah.
But I just answered a prayer right there.
You might want to pray about that one.
You're finally coming to the light.
I think one of my favorite parts was when we went and got that curry in the basement.
Yeah.
At that place.
What was the name of that? It was an Indian.
It was like an Indian.
Rajput.
Rajput. Something like that.
Oh. Rajput.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm sorry. Rajput?
Rajput.
I think it was called. Wasn't it? Oh, we went to a Mexican restaurant one time. And no, I think it was Mediterranean. It was like a Greek restaurant. And they played the same song over and over again on the...
No, those are all different songs.
Every...
They're all different. They're all different people. There's same song.
But Dan's a good guy, though.
Oh, he's the best. Dan's
the pastor over there.
Yeah, he's just...
Our friend.
He's awesome.
He's what I call a militant payer. He won't let you pay for stuff when you go out to eat.
Yeah,
it's like he will
very
fight you.
Generous.
Like it's like he will throw down and...
He will
smack
you
across your American face.
He said something about us coming back in March. Is that...
I don't know.
You going back in March?
I don't know.
Are you going back
to
do something?
For what?
To see
what
me.
Oh, he said something. You're doing a show.
I don't think I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
But
I'll just hang here in America.
Well, you can
I could live
me.
Over there. I really could.
You think so?
I mean,
the
like
weather was
months.
Really nice. It
for
does
like six
rain
months,
a lot.
I probably could.
Yeah.
If I, if I didn't have responsibilities, I would probably go live there for a couple months just because.
Yeah.
I could do that. A whole lot of fort buildings, so.
God. You could build a fort over there.
Too much fort building, so I might
just
go
fort making across the pond.
Exactly.
Yeah, Spencer, what you do? What do you want to? What are you going to bring to the company? Yeah, what skills? What skills you got?
I make forts.
That's right.
Stupid American.
You're a bit right. You're talking about full fortresses. No.
No, I just like in my room. And what you do is
like, do you guys got a whole lot of bed sheets?
Yeah. We take we like quilts and stuff. Like
a bed sheet and some thumbtacks.
I took a ladder and I put it on top.
That's exactly what I did.
I know. That's what Keegan's talking about.
Oh, well.
Darn it.
Is
it
like, forts are fun.
Is it multiple rooms?
No, it's just a big old room. It's like centered around the TV. So we got like the sheet attached to the TV. So it's like a little theater.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My brother and I used to do that.
You used to do what?
When we were like seven, we used to make forts.
Back in the day, like 14 years ago.
Yeah, this was a long time ago, too.
It's still up.
I don't still do that. That's weird.
But if I did,
yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. What would I do?
Yeah, forts are great. Especially when you can crawl through them and have like different little
rooms.
Why
is that so fun? Why is it so fun to just sit under some sheets?
It's a tiny room. A tinier room.
I don't know. What is it about that? I think it's
or like boxes. Locking you ever get old refrigerator boxes and make like a little fort with those like little
tunnels? We used to slide down fort. The stairs and
Yeah, we used to.
Do you remember that?
Get inside. Yeah,
that was so dangerous.
You guys would like do that.
We had like huge holes in the wall.
They put a mattress. Yeah, there was a hole.
We would get the box down and then push each other down. Yeah.
And then Spencer would always have to step it up a notch and he'd jump off the banister.
From the very top of the banister. Like,
Spencer was great.
Guys, watch this.
Spencer was great because it was pretty cheap to entertain Spencer. We had a mattress.
Oh, yeah.
We had this mattress, and we would just put it at the bottom of the stairs, and he'd take like a snow sled, and ride it down the stairs into the mattress.
That was so fun.
We used to play, remember the pillow game where you'd run across the room, and I'd throw pillows.
I still play that game.
I'd throw huge pillows at your feet to try to knock you.
Oh, yeah, just trip you.
Knock your feet under
into the ground. I mean, if you think about it.
Throw it harder, Dad.
Most of my like childhood when I was real small was like, kind of like Jackson said, we were living like in a van, right?
Pretty much.
For a lot of we were doing a lot of traveling. We didn't have a whole lot of money. So I like cardboard boxes were my thing.
And run across the room.
Water bottles. And, you know?
Yeah. A lot of just throwing you on the bed.
I still believe throw on the bed. I have Keegan throw me on the bed.
Throw on the bed.
She tells me, I don't get a whole lot of air. She's not super strong, but Marvis, yeah. With Marvis Frazier.
She goes, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Throw on the bed.
I used to throw kids on the bed all the time. I used to throw you on the bed.
Yeah, all the time. And you used to have a like treadmill next to your bed, and we'd always jump off of the treadmill onto your bed.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Good times.
Good times.
Memories.
Yeah.
Pressed between the pages of my mind.
So, Mom wanted me to tell everybody that you're going to school over in England, Libby.
I am.
Are you excited?
I can't wait. Oh.
Yeah. You need to put the mic closer to your mouth.
Like, what year is it okay?
Yeah, that's good.
So what kind of school are you going to?
I'm going to Bible school.
Oh, does that mean that you know everything about
Bible? I am holier than you. Just kidding.
I spend money to learn about Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, hello. Oh, hi, God. What? Oh, I'm talking to Libby. You don't know her? Oh, because she what? Oh, because she turned her back on you? When did she do that? What do you mean every day? She turns her back on you? Okay, bye, God.
Oh, hello. Oh, hey,
wait,
God.
Bye, God.
Oh, hey, Father, my real father. Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, geez, you burned me. Kind of like you're going to burn. After you're
you know somebody's going to tweet us, that's not funny,
yeah, that's
guys.
Not, yeah.
That's yes. not funny. That's Tim, not that's, you, Tim. I like the rest, but that one part where you said hell was not my favorite.
Somebody said that to you the other day.
What?
Again, you know how we always joke about people saying, that's not you, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody said that on Facebook.
They said, that's not
what
you.
Did I do?
I don't remember.
Tim, come on.
Something that wasn't you.
I don't remember.
Tim, come on. We know you.
Seriously. Seriously.
I know you, Tim.
That is not what you would do.
No, that's not a you right there.
Yeah.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just glad people are listening to the show.
Yeah,
I'm too. And plus, it's like from the beginning, I've let people fight for me. Like, I'll have people, fans fight other fans whatever for me. And it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh,
I used
gosh.
To read all of your YouTube comments. Yeah.
Why?
It made me so upset.
Oh, really?
I had to stop. Because, I would read them and I'd start crying because I'm like, they don't like him. So I would cry. And then I was like, I can't read these anymore.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
It is. I'm like, this isn't healthy. So I stopped.
I don't. I just never.
This isn't paleo. I'm not doing.
And I always never tried read to comments. Reply to them, but I didn't have an account, so I would like type out these That's really angry. Like,
exactly.
But you like, didn't. Really you didn't angry. Have enough passion to sign up for an account
exactly.
to express.
Yeah, exactly.
I love my dad, but like, not that much.
I don't
much.
Know how to work this, so I was just like, you know what, whatever.
Or make an account and act like you're someone else. Like yeah. someone else.
Yeah.
I if I was his daughter.
If their kids
B-lister,
saw this,
Cornelius,
they'd be so mad.
B-lister.
I'm definitely not one of them. If that's what you think.
He's actually really funny.
Yeah.
You don't know him.
You don't play throw on the bed with him. So.
You don't even know.
Throw on the bed. On the treadmill. No. Really?
Oh,
tell
God.
Me. Tell me what my dad is like. Well, thank you for at least thinking about sticking up for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now you treat me like this. This is how you repay me with your mean comments.
That was a character.
Oh, we did a poll
Do
the
some
other
more
day.
What?
We did a poll the other day on Twitter, and I want to know what your answer would be if you answered the poll. So the question was, it was on Father's Day. You ask your dad what he wants for Father's Day, and he says, here's the four options. Number one was nothing. Number two was a Six Flags turkey leg. Number three was a sandwich. And number four was to be left alone.
Left alone.
Which one do you think won?
Who came up with these options?
I was typing it, but somebody else came up with a couple answers. I don't remember who I was with.
Gotcha. You want to know what I would say?
Yeah. What do you think what the most popular answer was?
Probably to be left alone.
Livy?
Left alone.
I was saying turkey leg, for sure.
No, turkey leg was actually the least.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was saying. Oh, what's that?
It's actually nothing.
Dang it.
Nothing?
Yeah. I thought to be left alone would have won.
That's
Guess
true.
How many votes I hope
had.
It wouldn't be
you
left alone.
Say
I
nothing.
Well, you know what? I think it is. Yeah, probably.
That was a close second, though.
But no, these.
Guess how many votes we had? 1,914. That was on our awesome. Potty break account. Yeah,
a sandwich would be.
Daddy, you're famous.
What is it with like when somebody else makes you a sandwich? It's so much better.
It's
than
better.
When you make a sandwich.
I disagree.
It's a love.
Really?
Yeah, because they always like mistake something.
Well, that's
because
you don't use bread
and then
you
put something
two,
else.
You use two rocks and
gluten
veggies.
I'm gonna fly it in
that's
from like a seagull.
No, just am I not allowed to speak
up? I'm gonna like send a seagull to the beach to pick up like some like live shrimp. And
You've
then
just
put
never
on my
tried
sandwich.
It, so you have no room to talk.
Oh, hey, did you see this photo that somebody made of Tim?
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Fruit.
Let me see it.
What does that say? Fruit.
Fruit.
Let me see it.
Instead of toot. So one of the listeners made a photo of. I don't even know how to explain it. It's a Photoshop photo of freight, and it says fruit, and just go look at
it's
it.
Incredible.
Shout out to Olivia Moore. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you,
that
thanks, Olivia.
Made
that
me
made our night
so hard.
That's incredible.
We retweeted
Why
it
is
if you guys want to
so
see it.
Stinking funny. fruit. Let's make a shirt with that.
Can
let's
we
make
please?
A shirt.
Yes.
Oh yes.
My gosh, that would be I'm, so
that,
funny.
That's a shirt.
I'll
that
do
would
it.
Be so funny.
Can you please?
Yeah, I'll definitely make that into a shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Fruit.
Somebody trying to get our attention.
Mom's trying to manage.
Oh, mom's telling
your stuff.
Yeah, my wife is. You want to come back on?
Oh, she wants to see the picture.
Can you? There you go. Spencer, let's bring Levi back on to finish this thing out. We're almost done. Levi.
What up, dude?
Levi's in the house.
All right. I'm back. Sorry, Jesus.
Spoiled Rich Kid is back with us, ladies and gentlemen, to take us home. So, how's your summer been, Spoiled Rich Kid?
Are you kidding me? It's been fantastic. I sleep in and do whatever I want, and then I party all night. It's great.
It's true.
Like, what kind of people do you party with?
Me.
Me, myself, and I. It's just me in a room with mirrors, and I'm totally satisfied.
So how's your horse doing?
Glifry? I say, Glifry has never been better. He's full grown. He's 4 years old now. He's getting quite old. I may need to... Cut the lid on that one.
cut the lid?
What does that mean?
It's a French item.
It's a French expression.
You wouldn't understand.
Okay.
Well,
Where are you looking?
He's
looking at the mirror.
I'm looking at the mirror.
That's amazing. You need to start carrying a Sharpie with you everywhere, because if somebody sees you, they're going to want an autograph. Seriously. Right. People have been... I mean, we can't top the spoiled rich kid.
Like, no.
People have been, like, angrily demanding that we bring you back on.
Yeah.
So
it's like they've taken you into their own
people
hearts.
Want what they cannot have, I suppose.
Except for you.
Yeah. And that was like
quite so.
Fourth episode or something.
Yeah.
This is episode 19. Jeez. So we've had a lot since we've been on.
Yeah.
So what's been going on in your life?
Well,
buddy.
You're looking at it.
Literally.
Wow.
Nothing. No.
You're working out though, right?
Yes.
You're looking huge, bro.
Dude, every day. Thank you.
Because you're doing football, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's very fun looking good.
Wow.
Oh my god. Okay.
What? Hey, whoa, wait. Wait. No,
wrap it up.
I'm kidding. I was going to say football and then I was just like, whatever. But you know,
Levi's confidence level is probably the highest of anyone I've ever known.
I don't know if it's so much.
It's
he's just comfortable in his own skin. He's comfortable.
But it's because everyone always tells him how amazing he is. Yeah. So we're always like, thanks, Levi, Dad. You're so cute. You probably get all the girls. And he's like, yeah,
Freight
I do.
Defends my brother.
No, he's just, hey guys, he's just comfortable in his own skin, guys. He's not. He's not arrogant. He's just.
That's a dad thing, though.
Yeah.
Poor Levi.
We've lost Levi in every major city in the United States.
Yeah. Yes, that's actually 100% correct. It's not a joke. They've left me in San Francisco all by myself.
Oh, did you hear that story? Grand we left Canyon. Him in San Francisco. Yeah. We found him. He was working at Chick-fil-A. He was assistant manager of a Chick-fil-A that day. He made
my pleasure. San Francisco and Alaska and Disney and everything.
Wasn't there one weekend where you didn't bring your shoes on the bus?
Yeah. I kind of just was like,
walked on without your shoes and we had to buy you some.
It was a last minute thing and it was just like, hey, I'm going to go on the bus this week. And then I was like, oh crap, I forgot shoes.
And a change of clothes.
I was like, oh no, I'm in underwear and I have no clothes.
Do you remember Horse Boy?
Horse Boy. Oh my goodness.
Levi used to stick his hands into the cup holders of the bus because they'd come out.
Yeah, they'd come out.
And he had
this
whole routine.
I had a song about Horse Boy. He rides around like a horse and he's having a good time, you know?
You take like the cup holders out of his hands and
he'd go on the table.
Okay. Is it my fault that it sounded like galloping? Because it was like...
Who's blaming you? Why would
we're not blaming you.
It's your fault!
Sorry to interrupt you, Horse Boy. What are you saying?
I don't know.
You need to do that.
Do the horse boy?
For us next time you're on the road.
Yeah.
All right. I totally forgot.
Oh, you could merge Spoiled Rich Kid and then Horse Boy could be Glifry.
Yeah.
And
Horse Boy
that's
is
a good
Glifry.
Idea.
Oh, genius.
Wow. We'll do the adventure. We'll do the adventures of Spoiled Rich Kid and Glifry.
We could do a picture book. Oh, we could sell merch.
That would be good.
That'd be really funny.
Wow. I knew you could monetize this some way. I could see those wheels are cranking in your brain.
Why are you guys trying to manage
okay.
it? Oh, yeah, sing so, it. Sing the song.
Yeah.
We got some producers up here, apparently.
He's running around like a horse.
My mom, my mom is trying to get me to say stuff, so she throws her lipstick at me, or whatever that is.
This is nail polish.
She's sitting up there, and she chucks her nail polish at me, and she's like, sing the horse song. I don't know the horse song, Mom.
Some self-hired producers up there.
My wife is very good at throwing people like out on stage.
Yeah.
Do it. Honey, I don't want to do it.
Her face.
Oh boy. She's been on it.
Really? You just whipped a nail polish bottle at my third child. Our third child. That's right. Love her so much. So learn the horse song next time.
No, Levi, it's Horse Boy, he's running around like a horse. Horse Boy, he's like a man in a horse.
Wow. Some captivating
lyrics. And then it would end, he'd be like,
it's
Horse Boy.
Horse Boy.
and then it'd be like, I can never do the nay, so it sounded like I was being choked.
It was like, really funny.
Yeah. Sounds like a song in the top 40.
I think it's on my Facebook, actually.
Yeah. And then it had like the little nay and the clicky. Like,
so good. It was course, so boy. Good.
Just all the potential that. In this room. It's scary.
So many ways to make money. Got horse boy,
spoiled rich kid.
That would be kind of fun to have a shirt to sell at the merch table that only the podcast listeners would get.
So really like
that'd be great.
Only Uber fans would understand.
Or how about just, well, I don't know, like something smaller, like the actual horse, like
you could
the
get
cup
a stuffed
holders.
Animal with Levi's head on it.
Yeah,
and then like the body's a horse.
Like how about like a vial with some of his blood, like a blood vial? Can we do that?
No. With essential oils poured in with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some peppermint oil in mixed with his blood.
Yeah, we can get Whole Foods to house
sponsor.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Now the dogs are barking. I think we need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love to see it go.
So porta potty. What did we learn today?
Gosh,
this is kind of a psycho day to come. Well, we've been out of the practice for a while, so it's good to kind of get back in repetition. So we learned
go all in with 20 people listening.
What I've learned is vacations are good and that they're fun and that it's good to travel.
In Florida, because
you learn a lot.
And leave your kids at home for 3 months.
Well, you were very busy doing your own thing.
Is there music?
But.
Yeah, some playing guitar.
There's music.
What's going on?
Brock's playing guitar.
What are we in a homeschool house?
That is precisely.
A lot going on. Newlyweds in the house.
Yeah.
Horse boy in the house.
Going back.
Libby
to,
Lou in the house.
Going back to doing some shows. We're going back on the road
next week.
In Texas. Oh.
Ate it. Christian, you okay, buddy? He's hurt.
Are you okay?
I think he's hurt.
He's fine.
He gone.
We got a guy scratched. Brock got scratched by my cat.
Now we have Keegan's jumping on the trampoline over here.
With coffee indoor trampoline. In her hand.
With a caramel macchiato.
Wow. Crazy.
Where are
and her double
sleep?
Monogrammed
They're not.
Shorts.
I don't know.
They're not.
They'll find a place.
Figure it out.
So we'll have Michael Jr. on the show next week.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be good. Comedian Michael Jr. is going to be with us. So
sweet.
At pottybreak.com, everybody, on Twitter. Just let us just... We'll maybe take some questions. We haven't taken questions
in a while. There's just too much to catch up on, but we will. I mean, keep sending them and we will address them. It's just I miss you and I want to talk to you when I'm on here. I don't want to look at my phone because you have the flip phone now and I feel guilty when I'm on my iPhone.
You should look at that.
So.
Isn't that great? Thanks everybody for hanging out. Christian.
Yes.
Brock, Keegan.
Emma.
Sydney.
I love you so much.
Sorry, I blanked on your name.
He forgets my name too. It's fine. And
Glifrey.
Glifrey is.
What you?
He's being groomed at the moment. Next time, I say you should probably make an appearance. I suppose.
Suppose.
Weren't you getting his saddle fixed or something? Was wrong with the saddle?
We just threw it away. It was disgusting. It was Gucci. I didn't like it.
Gucci saddle. He only prefers the saddle.
He's a coach kind of horse.
Wow. Well, on that note.
All right.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Say bye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Adios.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Peasant.
Tschüss.
Special guest, Spoiled Rich Kid.